I'm Elwyn Skelly. I'm a fellow in Darwin College. I'm an evolutionary geneticist.
I'm John Nilsson Wright. I'm also a fellow at Darwin College, and my field is international relations and East Asian studies.
So the series actually is unique in Cambridge in some ways. It's a public lecture series. It extends over 8 lectures, and since its development, it's become really quite an important point in the calendar, in the Cambridge calendar.
And the challenge for our speakers, and it is a challenge, is to be able to speak both to a general audience, members of the public who may not be members of the university, and to specialised experts in their own fields. And that's a really tough pitch. We are as much on the edge of our seats as the audience in anticipating and seeing what our lecturers are going to talk about.
It'll be a very wide-ranging series. We've got people talking on a whole load of topics, from history to genetics to art to astrophysics, and each one obviously talking about their own research, but also the sort of developments and the transformations that are happening and are going to come in some cases. So some of them will be looking into the past, some looking at things that are happening in the present, and some looking at changes that will take place in the future.
From my perspective, the question of revolution is interesting because we're seeing so much political change at the moment. And I wanted to approach a topic that captured the sense of the world in flux, whether it's the nature of government, the nature of ideas, big ideas, how they're shaping the way people interact. In the sciences, I suppose there are lots of different ways in which we thought we could approach this question.
Yeah, and scientific ideas are often revolutionary, how they change society and changes within science.
Yeah, and hopefully at the end of this series, people will have a sense of, well, maybe it's too grand to imagine what the future might look like, but at least we'll have a sense of how much change is happening across all of these different disciplines, whether it's art, neuroscience, political theory, genetics, the life sciences, and in some cases, the question of what's happening within some societies. We'll finish with a lecture on China and the Cultural Revolution, an issue which is, some would argue, still very relevant today. Yeah, it's going to be a really exciting event, and we very much are looking forward to welcoming the Cambridge community and beyond to what we hope will be a series of talks that are revolutionary in their own impact, as well as the topic itself.